Well, good morning, good morning. As I have this smile on my face on It's a Trip Thursday, praise God, I welcome you. I love each and every one of you. I embrace you. I thank you for allowing me to transform in front of you every day this week that I know I'm not the same person I was from Monday to Thursday. So I welcome you. We love you, and I will now turn this call over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Sister Benita, and thank you for greeting the people. Good morning, everyone. My name is Robin Wilson, and I, too, am here in New Jersey. And we welcome you to the Master's Call. And as Sister Benita was saying, we are being transformed. We are being restored. You are receiving information that is informing you and preparing you as you continue on your journey. Well, the Master's Call is an awesome call, and it was started on October 25th. 2010 by Dr. C.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Our mission statement is we are here being enriched, we are being enhanced, and we are being empowered because we are believers, and it's before we start our day. We have a scripture that we stand on, and you can find that in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." You see, I put God first before anything that I do, and I'm sure you do the same thing. We seek him first. We seek his kingdom, his way of doing things. We come before him in the morning, and we pray. We pray before we start this call. We pray when we end this call. And we continue to intercede for you even after the call has ended. So we know that this call is truly about the Master. We have an email address for you, and we invite you to send us your praise report. Also send us your prayer request. If you would like to be an intercessor, if you would just like to drop us a line and let us know what this call means to you, how it has transformed your life, you can do all of that by sending an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We have a website address for you, and that also is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and every message has been archived from the beginning of this call. Yes, from October 25th, 2010. I wonder if any of you have gone back that far and listened to some of the messages. Well, I invite you to do so because they are awesome, and it is truly food for our spirit. And the tool, the thread that has brought us together is an awesome company called Artist International. Many of us are distributors, Artist International distributors, and that company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And you may be saying to yourself, what is Artist International? Well, last night we had our corporate call. We are a health and wellness company. We are changing the world. We are letting people know that they can be healed. They can be well. They can make money through Artist International. And we are global. And not only that, it is Christian-based. And that means that they believe in Jesus Christ, the founders of this call. So we are excited about that. And if you're not a distributor, that's all right. Go back to the person that invited you to the call. Let them tell you about some of our products. We have Levive. Oh, my gosh. We have Transform 90. Let them tell you what that's all about. And at this time, what I would like to do is call one of our mighty, victorious, precious women of God to come forward, because as I said to you, we like to pray, we like to clear the atmosphere so that the word will come forward clear without any type of hindrances. So Minister Candy, are you there? Minister Tiffany, are you there? Can anyone hear me?
Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. We declare and decree that you are our God. You are our all in all. You are the great I am. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our strong tower. You are our way maker. You are our transformer, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to get up this morning, Father God, with our eyes and our minds stayed on you, O God. We thank you for being our protector through the night, Father God, and keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, Father God, for each and every one who has dialed into the TMC call this morning. We thank you for the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father God, for their yes, Father God, and we thank you for the vision that you have given them, that the people that call into the TMC cause lives will be changed, that they will be transformed, that they will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced, Father God, as they begin their day, O God. Father God, we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, O God, and we know that everything that we need, you will add it unto us, because your word says that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, Father God, for you are with us always. You have never left us or forsaken us. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and for Artists International in its entirety. We pray that you would continue to prosper Artists International, and I pray that you would continue to do great things, Father God, for your people. Father God, I pray that you would speak to the hearts of each and every one on the line this morning, Father God, that any obstacle, any circumstance, any situation, Father God, that may be hindering, that they will know that they can lay it on the altar today and leave it with you, and you will work it out, Father. Bless the speaker as she would come this morning, Father God. Increase in her as she decreased. Let her message flow uninterrupted, Father God, and we will be grateful. We will be obedient to heed to your word and to your message this day, Father, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare these things to be so, and it is well in 2012. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for always being there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, family, we have one of our family members, and she is a victorious woman of God. She is a proud mommy of three wonderful children. She, too, is an artist distributor, and she's also one of our prayer intercessors. She loves to travel, and she's a member of the Whatcote United Methodist Church, located in Dover, Delaware. She enjoys public speaking. God is transforming her. God is restoring her. God is strengthening her. And first and foremost, as she always loves to say, she loves the Lord. And I am excited to know her. I'm excited to be one of her team members also here through this call. And I welcome to the live Minister LaShawn. Are you there, Sister LaShawn?
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you, Sister Benita, for greeting and feeding God's people this morning. I want to thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany, for giving us such a powerful prayer and blocking any interference that, you know, the enemy may try to do. And I thank you so much for such a warm and godly greeting, Minister Robin. I am truly humbled by that and grateful. I also want to thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK for being obedient and listening to God's mandate. Without that, we wouldn't be here on this platform. So I just want to say thank you and glory to God for such an awesome opportunity. I also want to say thank you for those who called in for the very first time, as well as those who've been calling in since October 2010, the Diaz de Leon family for threading us together through God and Artists International. So, Father, I thank you for waking me up this morning and giving another chance to worship and adore you. Father, I also thank you for forgiving us when we fall short to your glory and showing us favor and mercy. I come before you asking that you please decrease me and increase you. I ask that your children hear none of me and all of you, adding a blessing to your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So today, my message is, are you being God's BFF? Are you being God's BFF? Our greatest friend is and always will be God. Who else but he will truly forgive us and forget once we admit our wrongs, our shortcomings, and repent unto him? Who else but God will guide our path and give us favor when in need? James 4:8 says, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, those double-minded. Some of us may have friendships that are dear and special to us, and it's a blessing. But I will tell you this, there is no friend that would be willing to give the ultimate sacrifice that our Father gave to us so that we can have eternal life. My message today is, are you being God's BFF? And if you are, amen. And if you're not sure, or if you're not, I'm going to show you what God is telling me. So how do we do that? What are the tools needed? And is it easy? First, we need our manuals. That is the B for BFF, and the B stands for your Bibles. When we read it daily, it provides the nourishment for our souls. Just as a baby relies on his parent for food, we must rely on God's word for strength and fulfillment as well as understanding. How can we minister unto others or have Holy Ghost vision if we do not take time out to read the word? Imagine typing a document for a speech or a presentation or a dissertation or what have you, and you're typing one thing, but then you're reading another. We must be familiar with God's word. When someone sees us as Christians, they shouldn't have to ask us, or we should not have to declare that we are one of God's children and we are Christians. It should be evident and it should be showing, illuminating through us with our actions, our thoughts, and our words. And if you have a hard time reading for whatever reason, it's okay, because there are now apps on our phones and computers where the Bible can actually be read to you. So that's just an FYI in case someone says, well, you know, I can't read or I don't understand how to read the King James Version. That is why there are so many other versions out there so you can get the true essence of what God is telling us. You can also get a Bible buddy. When there's a will, trust me, there is a way. Our ultimate goal with our Bibles are to chew on the word so that we can then feed others. When we meditate on scriptures, like cow chews its cud, it is powerful for us. We taste and see that the Lord is so good. Our mind is renewed and our whole person is transformed little by little into the image of Christ, and we are empowered to bear fruit, serving God and blessing people. Amen. And it just ties into what Sister Benita was talking about, how she's taking this trip, and we all are taking this trip. We're all being transformed. We are not the same that we were yesterday, the day before, and the year before that. There's a song that, oh my gosh, what's her name? She's one of the Hawkins sisters, and it's on the Walter Hawkins Love a Lot, Tremaine Hawkins. And she has this song, and it says, I'm not the same. And basically what she's saying is, that person you knew last year, that person that you encountered before, that person that so many people didn't really care for because of their attitude and behaviors, I'm not that person anymore. Amen. So the Bible teaches us how to transform second by second, minute by minute, day by day, and just going on from there. The second way to become God's BFF is through faith. Breathe and believe. And when I think of faith, I think of walking not with sight, but believing that there is a road ahead of us. Remember that God is an on time, God. And faith is taking that first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. And that's from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We need to trust in God's word. We need to believe in his word. We need to pray. And the answer may be revealed instantaneously or delayed. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting you to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So always remember, delayed is not denied. It is God's way of protecting his blessing for us. We must learn and have conversations with God so we can know the difference and be aligned with him. He will do anything we ask him to if you follow his word. And someone may say, well, what do you mean he'll do anything I'll ask him to? It means that if you are walking and working with God in his vision and his alignment and his strength, he already knows you're not going to ask him for anything, amen, that is not of him, which means he knows you're not going to go to the pulpit and say, God, I want you to give me the winning lottery numbers so that I can buy all the things that I want to. No, what he would instead is, if you say, Father God, I need a financial breakthrough. I need a blessing so I can meet my needs and have enough of an outpour to bless somebody else. Now, that is a different story. So, yes, if you are walking in God's word, he will do anything you ask him to. You must have faith and believe, and anything you ask of him, you will receive. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seeks him. And that's Hebrews 11:6. So if we cannot please him, we are definitely not on the right path. We must know that God has our back. We must believe that God will make a way out of no way. We must trust and believe that if he has the whole world in his hand, and if his eye could be on a sparrow, most certainly he has his eyes on us. Look at a mustard seed. As a matter of fact, I want you to Google exactly what a mustard seed is. It is not a fictitious name or analogy in the Bible. A mustard seed is real. And I want you to Google it and see exactly how small a mustard seed is. It's microscopic. If you drop it, you may not find it. That is all he asks of us. Of course, More of it is welcome. If you have faith of a few mustard seeds, God will be extra pleased. But he's just saying, have faith the size of a mustard seed, and it will be done. But for some people who may not know God, having faith of a mustard seed might be gargantuan to them. It may be humongous. It may not be attainable. That's where we step in and let them know that it is, it can, and it will, all through the glory of God. Well, before you say that it's not too big of a deal for you, I want to ask you this. How many times have you prayed earnestly and then you still worried or stressed out about the situation? I know I've had in the past. I'm going to be transparent. I know that there's been times I gave the most fervent prayer and I asked God and I know he was going to deliver, but then the next day I worry and stress about the same thing. That is not having faith. Sometimes when we have a prayer and we ask of him, we have to sit down, relax, and wait for him to do his work. Thinking of the times that you pray over and over and over about the same thing, instead of praying about it once and then thanking him for already having it done so, that is how faith works. Once we let go and let God, we are now to get up, move over, and get into the passenger seat and let God work. Lastly, in order to be God's BFF, remember first we have Bible, then we have faith, we must forgive. Yes, we must forgive. How many of us truly know how to forgive? If you tell somebody you forgive them, that should be it. Leaving the hatchet, the handle of the hatchet up, that you bury is not forgiveness. So imagine if you bury a hatchet, you know that saying, oh, we'll bury the hatchet. But then if the handle's still sticking up, well, you can pull the hatchet back out. That's not forgiveness. And it is twofold. If I apologize to you, it must be sincere. No, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, whatever. No, that's not of God. Apologizing to the person, sister so-and-so, I apologize for not believing you the other day. Or brother so-and-so, I apologize for saying what I said. My words did not sow a healthy harvest on your name, and I apologize. Would you ever forgive me? Once you made the apology, you did what you were supposed to do. Now, we trust that God's people hearing this would then say, I forgive you. What if we repented to God and he said, well, you know, it sounded good and I heard your apology, Sister Shelton, but you know what, I don't forgive you and I'm not going to let God, Jesus Christ, fulfill you or heal you, or I'm not going to allow the blood of Jesus to run down your path so you can have everlasting life. That is a scary thought. So the same way we want God to forgive us, we must forgive others. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. That's just supporting that with 1 John 2 and 1, the New International Version. Jesus also said, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Through your sins, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be of wool. Sins can be forgiven if repented. So why is it hard for man to forgive man? Why is it hard for us to say, I accept your apology and move on? Jesus showed the biggest act of humility by washing the feet of his disciples, but we have a hard time looking at our neighbor and say, I love you, neighbor. I apologize or I forgive you. God wants us to love thy neighbor. He wants us to forgive as he has forgiven us. We can't have it both ways. If we choose God, we must be of God. And being his BFF is not always easy because the flesh is flesh and it's selfish. It wants what it wants when it wants it. But we must take our flesh to the cross and crucify it daily. We must grab that vine of God and allow him to move through us. We do not want our branches to be pruned where we no longer have life in them and be able to bear fruit in our branches. We want abundance and life, thus being his BFF. Carry your Bibles and read them. Study them. And don't keep it to yourself. Share what you've learned to some other one else. If you're chewing the Word of God, do not discourage those that are still sipping the milk of God because it's all a start for us. Then practice faith and stay steadfast and unmovable. Know that delayed is not denied and all will be well if you continue to abide in Him. And last, I cannot stress this enough. Love thy neighbor. Forgive your neighbor, just as how God forgave and loves us and continues to forgive us. Once you have done that, you are now God's BFF. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Awesome, awesome, awesome message, Minister LaShawn. Thank you so much. Being God's BFF. I love that so much. Share the Bible. Don't keep it to yourself. Have faith because it's impossible to please God without it. Love your neighbor. Forgive others as God has forgiven us. And I'm sure each one of us want to be God's BFF. Praise God. Thank you so much for that message. Minister Tammy, will you please come forward? Will you seal this call? And will you bring forward our prayer request? Minister Tammy, are you there?
Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Father, we just come before your throne this morning, your throne of grace. Oh, just magnifying your holy name. Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you that you are a rock. You are our shield. You are our strong tower. Father, you are our friend. You are our redeemer. And we thank you, first of all, for just being God and being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, that you are the first and the last. You are the beginning and the end, and there is no other besides you. And Father, we thank you that we can come before you this morning with a heart of forgiveness, Lord God, asking for forgiveness for our sins, Lord, and asking for forgiveness for those who have sinned against us. Lord, we stand at this time believing by faith and not by sight. Oh, Father, that you hear our prayers and that our requests have already been done. We thank you that your delay is not denied. We thank you that you're patient in your giving, oh, Father God. And on this morning, Lord, we bring our prayer requests before you, Father. We cannot speak all of the names, but God, for those that we do speak, we know that you do hear. And for every unspoken prayer request, Father, you know already what they need. Father, we speak total healing, oh, Father God, and release of pain, Father God. Release from pneumonia, cursed at the root, Father God. We curse breast cancer and bone cancer, any female type of cancer, Father. We curse knee pain, back pain, and neck pain, high blood pressure, Father God, heart disease, arthritis, asthma, depression, mental illness, and all physical ailments, oh, Father God, emotional and mental, including depression and suicidal thoughts, Father God. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just stand believing that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We speak healing right now, and we thank you for that healing for Jackie, for Joe Dickerson, for Mother Josie, for Father Weatherspoon, for Freddie, for Alfred, for Papa Preston, for Christine, for Lester, for Freddie, for Lucille, for Corey, for Melvin, for Curtis, and for Minnie. Father, for every PMC family member that's on the call or family member that has an ailment that has been listed and has not been listed, we cover it under the blood of Jesus. Father God, we pray for justice in favor for Malachi Cool and for Joseph. Father, we ask you to turn the heart of the person in authority over them, oh, Father God, to their favor, Lord. Give your angels charge over them and protect them from dangers seen and unseen, including their attorneys and the judges, Vasquez and Graham, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you to give them godly wisdom, oh, Father God, and strategies and tactics. Let your Jehovah giver contend with their enemies, Father God, that contends with them. We speak the victory in those battles, Father God. And for every courtroom battle and battle where justice is needed, we thank you that you love justice and mercy, Father God. And we speak comfort and peace, Lord God. Peace, your shalom peace, and the Holy Spirit to comfort the families of the Dickerson, the Cool, the Henry, the Craig, the Angela, the Thomas, the Duncan, the Gash, and the Garrett family, Father God. For the military families, Lord, who have lost loved ones, Father God, from accidents, oh, Father God, and military war, from natural disasters, oh, Father God, all over this world. We know that your eyes roam, Father God, to and fro. Lord, you see us, and you know what we stand in need of. And, Father God, it's only you that can send the peace and the comfort that is needed. And we thank you for that in advance, Lord, because we know you're going to do it. And, Father God, we speak to need on today. God, you are mine. You are Rushi's. You are Wanda's, Rita's, Angela's, Joni's, and every TMC caller on this line, Father God, every family that's represented. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Now, Father God, you shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by and through Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for supplying the finances for mortgages, for relieving debts, Father God, for reverse mortgages, for business expansion, Lord God, for business growth and new business ventures, for new homes, for transportation, for school supplies, for wisdom, for guidance, Father God. We speak that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laying up for the just, but is released now in the name of Jesus. We speak that we are in our Goshen lands, oh, Father God. We speak that you release every resource that we need to do what you've called us to do on our divine purpose, oh, Father God, according to your word and your will for our lives, Father God. We thank you that it is released now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we speak. We speak health and healing in the minister of Sean who came and gave us your word on today. Father, we thank you for restoring her, Lord God. We thank you for being the leader of her life, Father, for being her friend. We thank you that you hear her request. Well, we ask you to continue to keep her under the blood pledge of protection, Lord God, that helps her to defeat every enemy that rises up against her in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their faithfulness, Father God, for their love of you, for their relationship, oh, Father God. We thank you for the fruits of their labor, Father. Continue to bless them. Continue to guide them in their walk with you as they help others come to you, Father, as they do battle against the kingdom of darkness, oh, Father God, and bring others into the kingdom of glory. We thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. We seal this word and this time together, speaking in faith that these things are done. All is well in 2012. We thank you, oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. PNC family, we love you. Minister Benita, thank you so much for greeting the people today. Minister Tiffany, thank you for opening us up in prayer and ensuring that this call was clear so that we could hear that powerful word from Minister LaShawn. Thank you, Minister LaShawn. We want to be God's BFF. And may the Lord continually enrich you daily. And thank you, Minister Tammy, for closing out our call and for lifting up our prayer request. TMC family, we love you. We are glad that you are here with us. Go out and be a minister in the marketplace today, and we will speak with you tomorrow. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.